WSHF 567 monitoring. Alright, WRWB from 489 to WSHM 738. How about that one? Go ahead. Trying to help them out, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Throwing some of the old diversion plan in there. Yeah, I like it. Close, but different sounding ribbit. Nice try. Should rake you up for the distraction law. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WRWB 489, we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike.
I'm out there. I'm getting a late start getting out here.
Well, that's all right. You're loud.
What I was told yesterday.
I'm only getting bits and pieces of you for some reason. Seems like your transmissions are a little on the abrupt side. I'm not sure what's going on there. So I think you were trying to tell me you know what you were told yesterday. No, I don't.
Now, is that better?
Yeah, I think you need to give it a second before you talk when you key up, but that one was pretty much fuller than the first second or two. Go ahead.
Right, so I was told that I'm supposed to wish the most hated guy on the radio a happy birthday. From an individual that has tracks up his arm, sir. Roger.
And they talk about rent-free. They even track my birthday. Well, it is today. Yes, it is. So, I cannot deny. I don't toot my own horn that way, but I had a beautiful party yesterday by my granddaughters and my daughter and Shannon and my daughter's husband, so it was all a good thing, right? I mean, homemade dinner, cake, ice cream, the whole nine yards, brother.
Well, see, there you go, Scott. We know you're listening. He had a very good birthday, and everything was all well, so.
Of course, it always is. They never forget me. Forget the rhetoric that they try to put out there. It's their own family situations that probably drive most of their anger. Hey, give me a minute. I'll be right back. WSHM 738.
Alrighty, I'll be here. Guess everybody else was sleeping in this morning.
Alright, sorry Mike, I had to make a stop here real quick.
No big deal. I'm just mosing my way to work.
Yeah, you know, I had to get my donuts, and, you know, I like good donuts. I don't like crappy donuts, and one of the great places to get donuts is right here at 9 and Shaner, called the Daily Dozen.
Don't remember that place.
Yeah, right here at the Daily Dozen, the best place to get donuts in the world, right there at 9 and Shaner.
Yeah, copy that. The only place I know that has really good, you know, pastries and baked goods is Vito's and Rendazzo's. Well, that's where it might be. But.
Okay, well, they got a place at 15 in Dodge Park, but they aren't every day of the week. They got kind of a weird schedule since COVID, so. At any rate, there you go. 12 to go, brother. Yeah, I'm not scared to get my jaw broke, dude. I'll go right to 9 and Shannon and get my donuts.
There you go.
All right, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. I always look forward to Fridays.
Yeah, got nothing going on today.
Yeah, early on there was a riveter out here, but it was a different riveter trying to put the distraction law down, trying to, you know, deflect. You could tell it wasn't the same rivet.
Oh, you know how it is. They all work in unison. They're trying to, you know, take the heat off of one guy and, you know, that. But in reality, you know, they're all working in unison, behind the scenes, same people, same, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
You think I just come out of my mother like yesterday or something?
How about it, Sam? You in there this morning?
Calling for him while you were getting your donuts.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes when his wife is sleeping, he said, I'm not turning that thing on because it makes too much noise. So, I get it. Oh, that's nice. They did some research and know my birthday, you know what I mean? I can honestly tell you I can't recite none of their birthdays, Mike. So I don't know who's living rent free.
I don't know, but yeah, Gene thought it was him himself that was, you know, he was saying it too. And I said, no, it's talking about, you know, an individual that everybody hates so much that they gotta, you know, watch his every move. Like that song, you know, Private Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, I look at it this way. If they're picking on me, you, or Sam, then they're leaving other people alone. So just don't put them toes over the line. The only thing I would say.
You never know. They may end up on a conveyor and in a Ziploc bag in the form of, you know, ash.
That's right.
I remember I knew somebody who used to have to, you know, pick up and deliver to that incinerator down there in Detroit. I think they run you through like at 4,000 degrees.
I'm not sure what happened with that. They either renovated it or got rid of it or something.
I don't know. I just know he used to have to go with his cousin. His cousin owned the, you know, place there at 14 Orion by the old Farmer Jack's.
The jammers are off! The jammers! How much does that pay an hour? There was a strong, see there's two of them in there, and one of them is our guy.
What do you think I said, a couple?
It's the guy with the rattling microphone, easily identifiable, that one.
Like a dead giveaway, a little signature trademark.
Yep. Signature.
Like I told somebody one day, each individual one has a distinct
people. You got a lot of ambitions, they just need to follow through with it, Mike.
Thank you. last time. They left the key down too long.
It's actually snowing right now.
Why is it downtown? Yeah, that's right, it's still snow.
Yeah, it wasn't snow.
ICIC-866 mobile monitoring.
WS GT772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WS SK697, we're doing a good morning, everybody, for the daily news. It is snowing and you should be sleeping. How's everybody doing so far in their day?
RVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy?
USFK 697, so Stalling Heights. Copy that. USFK 697. Good morning, everyone. Stolen Heights, copy that.
WSEU 202, and we are mobile. WSEU 202, let's see how this one's working.
Copy that. Got snow coming. 1 to 3 around here, they're telling me.
Yeah, they said what time? About 9 o'clock in the morning?
First little batch moving out now, and another one. 11, noon, be start coming in, and on into the afternoon. Could be 1 to 3, they're forecasting there, Roger.
Well, there's nothing going on, but you're sounding good now on that Yagi. You said that Yagi, what, the three element?
7.
Yeah, you sound good on that one. Just keep it the way it is. You're really sounding good.
Roger that. Yeah, something's going on with my harvest. So I have to check it out sometime. I ain't going up there now, that's for sure. Full of ice.
Probably why. Oh, a little water, a little snow got in between the coax and the antenna.
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to go outside and look from the ground. See if I see anything obvious. But, yeah, I'll leave it on this then. Roger.
You're really sounding good here. No nothing. No scratchy, no nothing.
Copy that. Well, there's definitely something going on then. Got the birds coming in. Roger.
Hey, don't they sleep? Oh, don't they know there's a snow coming down?
Eating, getting ready to go roost. Ride the storm out. Roger.
What is that?
Morning doves. 2 or 3 squirrels there, too, out there messing around also, copy.
I see. You got enough food for those guys out there?
Oh, yeah, peanut.
What's that? Is that Jimmy Carter peanut?
Right in the shell. Sunflower seed. That's all they need.
Sunflower seed, yeah. Oh, yeah, they eat that with no problem at all. In no time.
Roger that. It's fairly cheap for what it is.
Now it sells a lot of that stuff.
Copy that. Yeah, snowblower worked good yesterday. Got to use it. I put some sea foam in the gasoline. And it straightened it right up. It had a little mist in it, but it's running good now, Roger.
That's good. Yeah, I started up yesterday, but I really couldn't finish. It was too much snow here. It was about 6 to 7 inches snow here. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I had a good 3.5 we got down here. But you got more up your way. You're going to get more today, too, I think, than I am. But, yeah, it ran good.
Make sure that generator is started.
Yeah, it's good, too. It's covered up. I got a cover I put over that, so it's out of the weather there, copy.
Yeah, well, that at least keeps the cold out.
Snow and rain off it. And it's under an overhang, too, so it's well protected. Just sitting and waiting there, copy.
Anywhere are you going to go today?
Yeah, I got to go get a little wood, and I got to go pay this bill, and might get the store up. We'll see. I'll get out here before the snow starts falling anyways. Is there a copy?
gotta go a little grocery shopping too. I don't want to be stranded out there either.
Roger that. We're supposed to start moving in here in a couple hours or better. So we'll see what happens there, Roger.
Yeah, you're right, you said in a couple of hours. I don't know how good that couple of hours is. I haven't seen anything yet.
It's on its way. Look at the radar.
Last night dropped here to 9. It was 9 last night. That furnace was cranking on. Kept going. I said, what the heck is going on here?
There's an Arctic blast coming Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, a high of 13 degrees, so get ready.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe today, they say it's going to get a little bit warmer today, about maybe 22 or 25.
No, it'll get 30, maybe freezing today. And then it gets cold. Roger.
I just woke up about a half hour ago and woke up a little bit later. I gotta get some, put my coffee going and some of that donut. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Copy that. WRZX 218. Standing by.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257. I'm in Mobile Monitoring.
Yeah, see, it's 218 in the Mobile Ann Arbor.
WSTU 202, no doubt. You out there?
WRUZ 935 WSHM 738. WSHM 738, copy. This is WRWD 49. WRWD 49, here is WSHM 738. Good morning.
Good afternoon. I got one more stop and I'll be done.
All right, very good. A little snow coming down. A little dusting of sorts.
There's about a half inch up this way here.
Yeah, very good. Well, it is what it shit is.
WSEU 202.
What it is, you know what I'm saying there, Mike?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. There we go. This is where the fun begins, right?
It's where the lonely beckon calls, for sure. Only the lonely, I think.
I thought it was the owner of a lonely heart, I guess.
Anyways, finally made it to the weekend.
That was the guy that said to me last night, make sure you tell everybody, you know, that it's his birthday, you know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, rent free, Mike. It's a great exhibit.
Boy, it ain't rent free, man. I own acres and a big old cabbage in your head.
Yeah, yep, another lie. You're good at those, Scott Hubble. You're a big liar, living in that fantasy rental home that you own. Another guy that likes to threaten people. When you gonna make good on it there, boy?
Well, I'm not sure
that
I can meet you somewhere if you like.
See you later. We'll let Trash Bag have it for a while. If he can jam himself for a while. All right, WSHM 738.
I'm out here in Sterling Heights. I can meet you wherever you like.
Where do you want to meet? You want to meet your what? I didn't hear what you wanted to meet. I think I know what you want to meet. I just want to hear you say it.
My favorite person on GMRS.
Yeah, so favorite that you like to jam them and then lie about it. You got caught red-handed, Scott Hubble. You're a piece of trash. I identified that 3 years ago, and you just living it true every day. Come on in.
WRBQ 607.
Good afternoon to you, 607.
Anyway, all right there, Paul. I will catch you later, man. You know, we were having a civil ourselves in the equation because chaos. Anyway, all right. See you later. I gotta finish this work day anyway. WRW 49 will be,
Yeah, they're not jamming you this time, but you are on the edge like most days. this area, wherever you are on the edge, in and out. Alright. We'll catch you later. So the SHM 738. Go ahead, Scott. You and Eli, go ahead and jam this thing. Bring Alex in and have Leonard help you and all of that. That's what you guys are good at. So the SHM 738.
Hey, Paul, did you forget about that BPO?
This is not Eli.
No, I didn't forget about the PPO. Alex has been caught jamming. Big deal. What are you going to do about it, Hubble? Going to threaten me? Going to hit my head in with a brick? Going to drag me out of my car and beat me to death? Well, what say you there, Scott Hubble? You're a bad liar is what you are. You're radio trash. And your little boy Eli that brought you here. And his fat daddy that brought him here. Fact of the matter, the BSHM 738.
You break that PPO just about every other day. Do you realize that?
I don't break no PPO. I can talk about him when he gets caught red-handed jamming. Actually, he's breaking the PPO by doing that to me. He broke the PPO by showing up in court September 29th. He broke that PPO. He was the lone guy sitting in that back courtroom. His own words indicted himself. Want to talk about breaking PPOs? He ain't out of the woods yet. He's got another month. Keep pushing the button there, Hubble.
You know how many times I got recorded you saying Alex Barr? You're not supposed to even mention his name one bit.
I'll mention his name. I can't talk to him. And I can't agitate him, but I can certainly identify him as a jammer. He's been caught red-handed doing it. So you know what, Scott Hubble? You know what you can do? You can go bag it, heroin addict, later. WSHM 738.
So now the man with the lowest self-esteem on the radio knows the law. I'll be damned. How about that?
Well, low self-esteem, but highest income compared to you there, trash bag, and much higher intelligence, too, if you want to keep going down the list. And I ain't ever been on drugs where I was a heroin addict. See you later, trash bag. You're coming in here to cause trouble while me and Mike were talking. That's what you're all about. You prove it every day. Every day. Especially when you get caught red-handed at 5:30 in the morning jamming. WSHM 738. See ya, jammer.
How do you exactly know it was me at 5:30 in the morning, Paul?
Because you're stupid and I'm not. Period, dot.
There you go, assuming things, just like everything else about my life. You just assume. You know nothing.
No. A lot more than you think, and I know you don't own that home. You got jealous because I talked about paying off my house, and you said you paid cash for yours. Robert Westfall Jr. owns that house, Renner. You'll tell that lie, okay? I don't really care, Hubble. You're a loser, and that's what you are. You're here causing trouble. And I'll tell you how I know you were jamming, because a little HT with a little antenna listening on the frequency you transmit on, two blocks from your house, indicts you at 5:30 in the morning. Alright? That's how. But you're too stupid. You don't know how these radios work. I told you this before, and then you keep saying, I don't own an HT. It's got nothing to do with you owning an HT. About somebody being in close proximity to your house, listening where you're transmitting, that knows a full-scale signal, even with the HT antenna off the HT. Keep telling lies, Hubble. It doesn't matter. Sweet dreams. Keep thinking about me. WSHM 738. Bye-bye.
Hey, how's your day going there, Scott?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Just
I work closed for the day because of the weather, and I've just been sitting at home, relaxing.
Yeah, I'm waiting for one of the employees to get his truck out of my way so I can go home, too.
We'll catch you later there, Paul. WRWB 49.
All right, see ya. Yeah, we got rudely interrupted by Scott Hubble and bootlegging off his wife's call and Mrs. Jumbo bootlegging.
Well, it is what it is. I don't let this stuff bother me. We'll let Toothless Wonder and me have their conversation. All right, get you later.
Man, I definitely don't call that rent-free. I call that 22 acres and a big old farmhouse in that man's head. 22 minutes he talked about me and your old man yesterday. 22 minutes.
Yeah, well, when you don't have anything better on going on in your life, you talk a lot about the same thing.
All right, man. I'm going to go here and shake these guys by their neck, man. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, I'm going to pull into the driveway. I'll talk to you later. WRZQ 607 signing off.
WSEU 202, and we're clear.
WRUZ 935, WSHM
WSGG 772 Shelby Township monitoring. WSGG 772 monitoring. WRVS 713 New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, do you, New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, New Baltimore, this is WSGG 772, we're clear.
Right, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.